And while my clothes should have been recycled long ago, their dark tunics and neatly pressed trousers fit perfectly. There is no uniform for the shippers. There's no uniform for anyone on board the ship. But First Shipper Murray demands neatness of everyone she has authority over, especially the first-level shippers who all favor the same dark clothing worn by Murray. Murray's in the 20-year-old generation, only a few years older than me. But already, lines crease at her eyes and the downward turn of her mouth seems permanent. A carpenter could check the accuracy of his level by the line of Murray's shorn hair. Amy says that everyone on board Godspeed looks the same. I suppose. Given that we're monoethnic, she's right in a way. But no one could ever mistake Murray for anyone else, nor think she's anything less than first shipper. Eldest, she says by way of greeting. I've told you, just call me Elder. Murray's scowl deepens. People started calling me Eldest as soon as I assumed the role, and I'd always known I'd be Eldest at some point, although I'd never dreamed that I'd be Eldest so soon. Still, I was born for this position. I am this position. And if I can't see it in myself, I can see it in the way the shippers still stand at attention, the way Murray waits for me to speak. I can't take the title. Someone called me Eldest in front of Amy, and I couldn't stand the way her eyes narrowed and her body froze. For just a minute, just long enough for me to realize that there was no way I could bear to see her look at me as Eldest again. I can be the Eldest without changing my name, I say. Murray doesn't seem to agree, but she won't argue. The other first-level shippers stare at me, waiting. They are all still, with their backs erect and their blank faces turned to me. I know part of their perfection is due to Murray's strong hand as first shipper, but I also know part of it comes from the past. From Eldest before he was killed, and the exacting way he expected everyone to perform. There is nothing of me in their stoic obedience. I clear my throat. I needed to talk to you, the first-level shippers, about the engine. I swallow, my mouth both dry and bitter-tasting. I don't look at them, not really. If I look into their faces, their older, more experienced faces, I will lose my nerve. I think of Amy. When I first saw Amy, all I could see was her bright red hair swirled like ink frozen in water, her pale skin almost as translucent as the ice she was frozen in. But when I imagine her face now, I see the determined set of her jaw, the way she seems taller when angry. I take a deep breath and stride across the floor toward Murray. She meets my gaze head-on, her back very straight, her mouth very tight. I stand uncomfortably close to her, but she doesn't flinch as I raise both my arms and shove her shoulders hard, so she crashes into the control panel behind her. Emotion flares on the faces of the others. Second shipper Shelby looks confused. Ninth shipper Buck's eyes narrow, and his jaw clenches. Third shipper Haley whispers something to sixth shipper Jody. But Murray doesn't react. This is the mark of how different Murray is from everyone else on the ship. She doesn't even question me when I push her. "Why didn't you fall over?" I ask. Murray pushes herself up against the control panel. "The edge broke my fall," she says. Her voice is flat, but I catch a wary tone under her words. "You would have kept going if something hadn't stopped you. The first law of motion." I shut my eyes briefly, trying to remember all I had studied in preparation for this moment. "On Sol Earth, there was a scientist, Isaac Newton." I stumble over the name, unsure how to pronounce a word with two A's in a row. It comes out as Isaac, and I'm sure that's wrong, but it's not important. Besides, it's clear the others know who I'm talking about. Shelby looks nervously at Murray, her eyes darting once, twice, three times to the mask of Murray's unnaturally still face. The steady stoniness of the other first-level shippers' postures melts. I bite back a bitter smile. That seems to be what I always do, break the perfect order Eldest worked so hard to make. "This Newton, he came up with some laws of motion. It seems flexing obvious, this stuff he wrote about, but..." I shake my head, still somewhat shocked by how simple his laws of motion were.